You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb idea. All right, it's me, Dahl. I'm walking in to Professor Oak's lab. Oh, thanks, Professor. Let me see. I got three choices of starters. I'm so excited for this adventure. Let me see what my first choice
is. Are you a boy or a girl?
Neither. I'm a they, them. A thurson.
Millennials.
Professor Oak. Hey, okay, Boomer. What are my choices? Let's see what my first one is.
Your first choice is me, Gym Leader Nate. That's what it is.
What type is this? Grass type.
Ooh, Professor Gym Leader Nate.
All the herb that I sling.
Gotcha. Okay. And let's see, what's our second type? What do we have over here?
I'm Gibbledang. I'm also a grass type.
But for different reasons.
Okay, different reasons. Much more sinister reasons.
Okay, I like the cut of this guy's gib.
There you go.
Nice, nice. Let me see. Ooh, we got a third type over here. Let me see. What is this one?
The third type is excitingly not a grass type. It's like a bug, but it's probably like a small, skittering, useless-looking bug. Kevin.
Nice.
Like, great. Two grass types or a bug that looks useless.
I will take... Pulls out gun at Professor Oak. Blam, blam. All three.
Okay, there you go.
I need all three for the podcast.
Makes sense.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I can't podcast with just one person or one Pokemon.
Yeah, those are the really boring ones.
Yeah. So, welcome back, listeners. This is No Dumb Idea, a podcast where we, you know, about pop culture, where we play or we do improv discussions. And today we got a fun, sick game about Pokemon with our special guest, Kevin Holmes, good friend of mine.
Hell yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again for joining. I thought I'd bring you on because we're doing a second rendition of our well-known game, Japokerdemon, which is kind of a riff on Digimon.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a riff of Wheel of Fortune.
Dala had to bring in a ringer to put us in our place.
Yeah. Gym Leader Nate fucking cleaned the board last time.
Did you?
So I'm like, we need to up the ante.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, and...
Or did I win?
Gibbleding, how's your... How's your Golden Girls magnet coming along from last
time? Oh, it's good. It's still in the fridge. I look at it. Was that from the Japokerdy episode?
Yeah, that was your prize. You got second. Your second place prize.
God damn, I've had that thing on the fridge for like a year now, yeah.
Yeah. She's been greeting you, whatever, I forget what she says. Last time, thank you for being a friend.
Just hello shit puppies or some shit.
Unfortunately, Gibbleding had to change fandoms from Pokemon to Golden Girls.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to be a Pokemon fan anymore. That's the rules. If you don't win, you're not allowed to like Pokemon anymore.
Yeah. So hope you you got some big stakes here, Kevin.
Or I'm free. Either way, it sounds good.
Now, if Kevin wins, me and Kibbledang can't like it if Kevin wins. Oh God.
True.
It's just all magic
whoever
from here
wins.
On out.
Oh, no.
Shit. Unless there's Pokemon involved in magic, like introduced.
That would be the biggest twist if they were like, surprise, we're printing Magic the Gathering Pokemon cards now that they're printing everything.
But then you'd be
magic
okay
cards.
With Universes Beyond, right?
Nope. No, I think I would be vehemently more upset.
I want them to go so far beyond you like actually don't know if you're playing Pokemon or Magic. Like, what game am I playing? What is actually happening?
Okay, then I would like it.
Yeah. They're sleeved too, so you don't know the backs. Yeah. It could be
the cards could look like Game
it's
Boy
like the
colors.
They come pre-sleeved.
That'd be perfect.
All right, we're getting more excited. Gibbs over
sorry,
here.
Sorry.
But before we jump into our game, I did want to check in with our guest and host and kind of just ask a few questions. Let's start with Kevin. Since you're the guest of honor, what is your relationship with Pokemon, or your thoughts on Pokemon? Are you a fan?
Very many. I feel like I grew up playing Pokemon. I am, as an artist, I love drawing and creating monsters. as a game designer, mm-hmm. I love coming up with like rules for monster encounters. And so Pokemon, I think, has just been kind of the premier monster design franchise for forever. Even though I don't like necessarily love every Pokemon, pretty much every design I look at and go like, respect, yeah. I see
Hell
it.
Yeah.
And so
fist bump. And
I feel like I remember, what was it? I don't remember which Pokemon it was, but I just remember like my friend texting me a Pokemon during like reveal season for like before the last game. And I gasped so audibly, the person I was dating came in from, like, making breakfast and was like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, oh, now I feel really dumb because I'm really excited about this monster. Really
trash.
And she was just like, what? You sounded that, whatever. So, yeah.
And you're like, but it's a flamingo.
Oh, that's a good one. That one, I kicked my way through most of that game with the flamingo. Yeah.
It's crazy. They give you, it's so strong, and they give it to you right away.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. So, so I've played all the main games. I've dabbled a lot in competitive. Love the card games. Love the monster designs. Nice.
It's a big inspiration, it sounds, because I guess for listeners, Kevin is a game designer, and I don't know if you want to plug any of your games that you've made for listeners to go out and play.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I would say that, like, probably the thing I got to be a lead on that was the greatest opportunity and the thing I'm most proud of was Duelist, which is like a digital strategy card game. That was, card games are also like, I love card games. And so that was kind of a really special experience with a really awesome community. Lately I've been working on more like mobile games. None of which, what I'm working on isn't out right now, but part of what's fun is like my job title is the hero designer. So I'm in charge of like coming up with the content and the characters and collaborating with everyone all along the process to make dope characters, which is pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I remember when I first met you, I played Duelist, and I was like, this is just pretty sick, and it's fucking beautifully I mean, I don't think you did the art.
No.
But it's like, it's a great, it's a fun one.
Yeah, the pixel artists, I mean, we had so many, but like the main artist, Glauber Kotaki, was like one of the coolest people that I've worked with. He's just awesome, and the Kling brothers did a lot of the animation, and I still keep up with them from time to time. They're just very cool. Yeah, so
awesome.
Yeah, it's the art side of that game was insane. And actually, that's how I got involved in Duelist, is I like saw the Kickstarter for the game, and I was like, whoever did this art, like, I'm playing this game for the art. I don't care if it's good. Turned out I also really liked the game and working on it, so.
Hell yeah.
Nice. That's always the best. So this episode today is of Jopokerimon. I'm calling it, we're going to focus in on Generation 1, you know, kind of start. I thought, you know, the first one was kind of like just like an all-inclusive. This one, we're getting a little bit less inclusive, more segregated. More restricted.
Okay.
But just to make things more streamlined for our hosts and guests, I'm calling this one Jopokerimon Fire Greg and Derek Green. Just, you know, reference to the Fire Red, Leaf Green.
And Greg and
Fire Greg in, and Derek Green.
And
okay.
And the references to Derek or Greg or
me and you pretty much. I always liked the name Greg, and I know you like the name Derek.
It's true.
So.
Derek, yeah.
It's my go-to name for assholes.
I'll pitch a yellow version, which is just me following you, and you like, I don't stop following you. I'm not a Pokemon, I'm just someone following
you. Yeah, you're just depressed and following and like commenting every now and then.
Perfect.
Man, life is fleeting, right? Yeah, right?
Wouldn't you agree?
That's all of the charm of Pokemon Yellow, but sad.
But none of the charm.
Yeah. Why must we all fight to the death constantly? Does this entertain you?
Yeah. But I wanted to ask my host and guest too, whoever wants to chime in first, since we're starting with Gen 1, which of these was your first Pokemon, if any of these were your first Pokemon? Red, Blue, Yellow, Stadium, any of the other spinoff, if you can recall.
I think it...
Myself, damn. I was a Red guy.
You know, I think my brother had Red and I had Blue. I think that's how it was. And then later on, my grandpa or another family member gave me Yellow. So I managed to play all of them. Pretty tight. Gen 2's better.
Yeah, I agree. Crystal was my like favorite personally, but Red is where I started. What about you, Kevin or Nate?
I think if I remember correctly, I didn't like. I basically picked up Pokemon right when Silver Gold came out. So I hadn't really played the first ones yet. I played Silver, and then my sister gave me her Red and Blue because she didn't want to play anymore, and then I got to play Red. So, weirdly enough, Silver, I believe Silver was my first Pokemon game. because it's like right. I like because like I don't count that you I like classic. Turned it on, like played it for like an hour and then like didn't mm-hmm. understand anything because I was five or six and then just turned it back off and just went back to looking at the cards because I liked the cards. So like
you were playing Pokemon Green, which was in Japanese, so you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, so like, exactly. Somehow you got I was equally as confused. So like the first one I actually knew what was going on and played it and picked and mm-hmm. everything was Silver and yeah, Silver and Pink and Cyndaquil. That was my first experience, really.
I feel like similar. I feel like okay, I picked up or I got Crystal first, and then funny enough, I think I got Crystal first.
Backtracked.
Then like Silver and Gold. Or Silver or Gold, which was redundant. And then I got Blue or... I don't know. I don't know. I actually can't remember at this point which came first. But Crystal's better. Generation 2's better. That's the one that left more of an impact.
I just remember being confused when I went to play Pokemon Red and being like, why is it never nighttime? What's going on? Why is it always day?
Just like in the real world.
Yeah, it's just like the real world. As long as you're adventuring, it's never nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah, why are these ratios all fucked up and weird? Like for
those
attacks?
Are pretty much the same.
Are they between 1 and 2? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Is it 3 where they fix it?
It's like.
But what about you, Kevin? Do you remember which Pokemon you started with initially?
Oh yeah, I definitely remember exposure? Getting. Yeah, I remember getting Blue when it came out. I remember. I can't remember like. I can't remember exactly like if I got it for like a Christmas or something or just when it came out. I also have a really strong memory of. Like borrowing one of my friend's Reds so that the first thing I did was like give myself all the starters because you know because I'm 8 and I need to like game the system. I'm like they're like pick one of these 3 and I'm like what if I don't and they're like you're gonna be difficult to grow up aren't you and I'm like I'm
this
difficult
seems
now.
Needlessly restricted
yeah so
why wait till I get older to be difficult come on now
yeah so I very much exactly start young start them young
yeah
so yeah I remember having Blue I remember like and then like for I can't remember it might have been it's possible it was like my sister's copy of Red if not it would have been one of my friends that lived like next door it would have been one of the two of them but I just remember having both copies of the game and like setting myself up for like first thing before jumping into it and then giving the other person the copy back.
Nice.
I think my I remember too I think we actually had so I played Red I think my older brother had Blue. But we only had one Game Boy, so we couldn't do the trade. So I think I remember borrowing someone's Game Boy so I could evolve, like, was it Gengar and, like, Alakazam or all the ones that need to be traded to.
Fucking hate that shit.
And then
shit.
Also, like, trading the ones that, same
I'm
thing.
So glad they changed that in all the newer games. Like, you could just either catch them.
Oh, that's the link cable item is so nice.
God.
Yeah. All right. Before we jump into, we have one last question for our contestants. I'll go through each. So... Kevin, if you were a Pokemon and you were, you know, placed out, what would be your Pokemon cry? What would be the, like, sound or the noise or the words you would say?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of, like, some of my favorite Pokemon cries and what I can be inspired from, but...
Sure.
I kind of like...
I go with you first for a particular reason, but yeah. If you need more time, let me know.
No. I mean, I like the idea of, like... Like it'd be fun to have it just like an unnerving kind of sound. So sort of like a creak and then like a bunch of like clanky things or whatever, and then it just kind of it goes on for like absolutely way too long, right? Like maybe it just starts and like the fight starts and like the audio is still playing and you're like, is my game broken? And you're like, No, it's just like 45 seconds long.
So you'd be like you just make like a clank clank and like screech
it's
or
like
something.
Wandering through a haunted
maybe you
house.
Hear someone like really distant going, help! And you're like, was that still part
was
of the
that
same
part of the
thing,
cry? Or... You like to take off your headphones for a second, like, wait,
it's
what?
Still going? Like you hear it in real life too.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's,
I'm haunted.
That's fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah. So Gibbleding and Gym Leader Nate, do you recall what your cries were last year? And if you can recall what they were.
Okay.
And you can recreate them. I will let you Pokevolve them.
I'm really hoping that I did the same thing last year because I know my instant instinct is that I would have a cry like a la Victory Bell or Guzzlord, aka just screaming. So it would literally just be like, ah!
You scream so loud it got cut. Damn. You're close. Yours was a like a frantic, oh, like scared it, cry.
Is mine
What about you, Gibbledang? Do you remember what yours was? I recently re-listened to the old episode to get this. So Kevin, the reason I bring this up is these sounds are the way you're gonna buzz in to give your responses. Perfect. So if Gibbledang can recall their old one, I'll let them change it to a new one. So yours is going to be like a creak or clank sound. You can say creak
I'll
or clank.
I'll get some like things.
Oh, not... Perfect.
Nice. Just like shit. Leader Nate, yours.
Did I do? Did I go with?
Yours still is going to be.
Did I go with a dee-lee-lee-lee-lee whoop? Did I pick that last time or no?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yours was a sigh.
What?
So yours will remain a sigh.
Okay. I remember that because us trying to beat each other to the buzzer was just basically both of us just going like,
yeah, which was surprisingly kind of hard to like decipher who's who.
Yeah, I know.
That's so dope.
Yeah. So okay.
Well,
so
good thing we're doing it again.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, same sounds. So Gym Leader Nate's, yours will be a frantic like, huh. Gib, yours is a sigh, and Kevin, if you want to say. I can't really hear that, so you might want to just say clank
Kevin is
or something.
Haunting
Sorry.
Noises.
Yeah, haunting noises.
Oh yeah, I'll say haunting noises. Perfect.
There we go.
Yeah, perfect. All right, now that we have our contestants, we're gonna begin the game. I'll kind of break down. We have three rounds, three different games going on. We'll just go in order. So the order we have is Dex saving throw. And I'll give the instructions when we get to each one. So Dex saving throw, Pum actually Mon, and Stop Your Pokey Cry.
So oh, we'll great. Start off, Stop Your have, Pokey Cry.
So I guess for list, I'll give a quick. So Dex saving throw will be, I will read a Dex entry description from a Pokemon, and you must do your cry in to buzz and give your guess. The first person that guesses, so for all three of these, the first person to guess, if they give a correct answer, will get 3 points, and every subsequent guess will be one less.
Wow.
So there's
speed,
that's
not fair,
but also accurately being placed. Mm-hmm. Pum actually Mon will be essentially, I read a trivia fact, but something is incorrect, and you need to buzz in and say, actually, or Pum actually, and give me the correction. And then Stop Your Pokey Cry, essentially. I will play a soundbite of a Pokemon and you must guess, but I gave 4 options, so when we get there I'll elaborate more. But yeah, we'll start with Dex saving throw. Do contestants, could you please roll your d20s and let me know what you get?
All right,
that'll be for later.
I got a 14.
So 12
has 14. 12,
yeah, 4
from Gib. All right, so Gym Leader Nate, you win again.
All right, plugs. Let's you guys go. Got any plugs?
All right, yeah, good game, yeah, everybody.
You plug in.
All right, that'll be
important
Kevin.
Later.
I want to thank Gizzle.
Yeah, thank you. Go play Duelist out now.
There we go. All
right. So I'll read the description. You can chime in whenever you want to answer. Yeah, you guys ready? Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When can we chime in?
Questions? Okay. Janet, when should they chime in?
Hi, it's me, Janet. I'm back.
I forgot about Janet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't forget about you, Gym Leader Nate. Mm.
Great.
But chime Gross. In whenever you're ready.
All right. You guys ready for number one? So, first Dex entry we have. The older it gets, the longer it grows. At night, it wraps its long body around tree branches and rests. That is Gym Leader Nate.
I said sigh instead of sighing, but...
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
So, okay. What is your guess, Gym Leader Nate? Answer quickly.
I'm going to have to guess Ekans.
Ekans? That is correct.
Whatever.
It Let's is go. Snake backwards. So, you get 3 points for that one.
It's a pretty snaky action. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I do all the time. All right, next Dex entry. Its cries are very noisy. This is because each of its three heads thinks about whatever it likes. That's Gib. Yes.
Dodrio?
I'm going to read it still, but I still heard you first. It's who?
Dodrio?
Dodrio. That is incorrect.
Wait, hold on. I just want to be clear. He said Dodrio, the bird.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That is incorrect. Oh,
okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're very clear here, because there's names that are very similar.
Very similar. Yeah. Yep. Like Kevin and Blevin. Pretty similar.
Exactly.
Huh.
It's Gabe again.
Oh, were we? Oh, I didn't realize we could. I didn't realize we were moving on. Yeah. Fuck.
Executor.
Move on to the...
Executor?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Nice. Let's go.
Executor. So that is 2 points for Gabe. All right, next dex entry. Its body is light and its legs are incredibly powerful. It can clear Ayers Rock in one leap.
Uh-huh.
One Dua Lipa. That's Gym Leader Nate.
It's gonna be
Rapidash. Rapidash? I believe that is incorrect.
Okay, damn. I could swear I saw something about them having crazy jumping abilities.
No, mm-hmm. What do we know about Ayers Rock?
Ayers. Or did you cling in?
That's. I was also.
Not mistaken.
Oh, did you cling in?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Ayers
Rock sounds like. What is that?
Any last guesses?
Ayers Rock is like, haven't I played all the
Ponytail. Gym Leader Nate again.
Oh, that was me.
Are you going.
Yeah, no, I ha-ha'd before you started ing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I was gonna say maybe Hitmonlee.
Oh wow,
that is incorrect.
Nice.
Gib, what's a steal? This will be for 1 point, as this is the third guess.
What has big? Is there anything in there that has big legs?
Which Pokemon have legs?
Okay,
you also got to guess relatively quick.
Pokemon,
you can't just be
okay,
like,
it's gonna have legs and Puzzin. Maybe rocks, yeah. But jumping.
Diglett.
What's the first one I said?
Geodude.
Ponyta, why not?
You said Ponyta?
Ponyta?
Yeah, it's not going to be that.
Let's find out. That is correct.
Oh, fuck off. You only guessed that because I guessed Rapidash. God damn
yep.
it.
When you said Rapidash, I was like, fuck, I forgot to write it down. I was like, is it Ponyta or Rapidash? But I was like, I think it's Ponyta.
Nah, they're different.
I knew it was one of those.
Yeah.
Fuck, I should have just
said it. They're entirely different. Not the same at all. You weren't even close.
Not even close, yeah.
Yeah.
One has a horn. Thank you very much.
All right, next dex entry we have. Its shell is extremely hard. It cannot be shattered, even with a bomb. The shell opens only when it is attacked. That's good.
Shelder.
No, it's not.
Shelder. That's unfortunately incorrect.
I know it. I already know what it is.
Jim,
I'm going to guess Cloyster. Yeah, son of a bitch!
Yeah. Got you back!
Okay. Next dex entry. When tapped, this Pokemon will pull in its head, but its tail will still stick out a little bit.
Ha ha.
Oh, that was pretty simultaneous. I'll give it to Gib.
Yeah.
Squirtle?
That's incorrect.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Ha ha!
Gym Leader Nate?
War Turtle?
I believe that is correct. Yep, it is correct. Okay, I wish I wrote those down.
The game is going to be all of us just guessing the one evolution away and then someone just stealing it because it's the next one.
That's why I went to Gen 1 because it's like less options, I guess.
Also, Dolly, you gotta stop looking up when somebody asks what the Pokemon is, because then that's how you know that it's in that line.
No, I'm looking up in general. I'm looking up.
I'm like,
fine.
Is it Squirtle? And you're like,
it's
not
no,
Squirtle.
You know what it is? Because I was like, fuck, was it Squirtle? Yeah, like I said, for this round, I forgot to write them all down, so there's a few. But anyways,
okay.
A legendary Pokemon in China, many people are charmed by its grace and beauty while running. It's a Gib.
Arcanine.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yep, I've read that one.
Arcanine.
I like the China. Shout out to China being
featured
in the universe.
Yeah. This is Gen 1, like, back when they were like, Raichu can take down an Indian elephant. Yep. And you're like,
oh my god.
So there are normal animals?
And they're like,
yeah?
No.
They're like, never mind.
No, we meant Indie elephant. Indie elephant is an elephant indie rocker type.
There you go.
From Tame Impala.
Oh,
all right, I think We have, let's see, I think we have two more. Oh, we have four more dex entries, and then we'll jump on to our next game. Even though its body is extremely skinny, it is blindingly fast when catching its prey. Ooh. Resound? Yeah, I try to pick some of the. These are going to get harder over time. I try to make them get harder over time. It's Jimmy and Nate with the scared.
Okay. I'm going to guess, this might be weird, but Bellsprout?
You sure?
That's my guess.
You sure?
You're correct with that one.
Oh, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that got me.
I specifically remembered from the anime that they always talk about Bellsprout's always shockingly fast.
It's a kung fu karate master.
Yeah.
And he's a karate master.
He's got to be able to dodge all the, you know, the soup and shit, like getting cut up and cooked.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought you meant the soup people were throwing at him.
What it sounds like.
It's canonical, yeah. That's fair. Okay, round 8. A strong swimmer. It is capable of swimming nonstop up fast streams at a steady speed of 5 knots per hour. That's Gibbleding?
Goldeen.
That's correct.
I was like, it's Goldeen or Seaking. I've seen this one.
Okay. I thought that was, I was hoping it'd be generic enough, but I guess not.
Goldeen is also generic enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, it's generic enough on its own. That's
literal
fair.
Just
it's one
gold
of the gen.
Fish.
That's such a big problem in Gen 1 is that so many of them are just animals.
With a horn. You know,
yeah, with a horn. Fair. Or with this or that. Goldeen, Seaking, Seal, Dugong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ponyta, Rapidash.
Just animal?
Pidgey,
or do you guys prefer like trash and like weird shit like that?
Oh, I love trash. Well, I've grown to love trash specifically.
Oh, trash is great. What?
At first, I thought that like the Trubbish Pokemon.
Rubbish?
Trubbish.
Trubbish.
At first, I
love him.
I thought it was bad at first, but then revisiting after a couple of years, I'm like, ooh, what a cute little guy.
Especially when someone pointed out to me that he has little sharp teeth and then two floppy ears, so technically he's also a dust bunny.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Oh, that's cute.
Honestly, perfect.
Designs, yeah. I think, like, overall, the designs, they've gotten more complex, and I think for a lot of them, that's better, and for some of the legendary ones, that's maybe a lot, but it's always funny when people are like, people are like, I don't like bad Pokemon, like ice cream cones, I like good Pokemon from Gen 1, I'm like Jinx?
Like Pokeball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Voltorb, I like good Pokemon designs, like Pokeball with eyes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Or Pokeball upside down with eyes.
Right.
Snake.
Yeah. Yeah, snake backwards. Or come backwards.
There you go.
Next one. Number 9, we have, it is known to drift on winds if it is, it is known to drift on winds if it is bloated to bursting with stored electricity.
Fuck, I know this.
It's like a tongue twister for some reason.
Oh, I know this one. I feel like I just...
I've seen it before.
It's not a drift on winds, but it's bloated to bursting with stored electricity.
I want to say... Either... Damn.
Throw it a...
Maybe Magnemite. But I don't
Magnemite? That is incorrect.
Okay, so it's probably Magneton.
I'll guess Magneton.
That is also incorrect.
Okay.
Oh shit.
One more guess is
oh,
left.
Oh no, that's Nate's.
Wait.
He
bumps. Jigglypuff? No, that is incorrect.
Huh.
Kevin, so do you want to get? I'll give you a guess, and then if not, I'll. What do you think?
I'm lost.
This is probably the hardest one. Well, it also says electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Jigglypuff would not.
I have one last guess.
Sure. I'll give everyone one more. Give to the two of y'all a guess. You want to give? Throw your.
I was going to say, Kevin, do you have a guess?
Oh, I have no idea. I feel like I'm just blanking on, like, electric types that I can't imagine them drifting on the wind. You know?
Yeah.
Like, so Electabuzz.
Electabuzz?
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's... Is it Zapdos?
It is also incorrect. It is.
Wait. I got one more. Oh.
What? Oh, it's Electrode.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to guess that.
Yeah. That was one of the Pokedex. I don't. For
hashtag they fly now?
I guess.
I can't imagine it being bloated. Like, it just feels like it's a.
It feels like it's made of hard material.
Yeah.
You don't get.
Like, bloated or drifted. Dude, the thing explodes. This is basically saying, like, yeah, if this thing eats too much, there's grenades just, like, flying through the air. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's wildly unsafe.
That is very unsafe. Wow, okay.
I guess, Nate, in your to argue again, like, just it being a hard metal, it's like, no, they're Pokemon, so if you dissect it, it's probably, like, tissue and bones and stuff. But, yeah, you know, maybe they're hollow bones.
Saying, I don't like to think about that. A bloated Electrode would have a belly?
Do Electrodes eat?
He's actually just, like, really sluggish and complains about his digestive system going really slow.
Okay. Our last Dex saving throw entry is, when it closes its eyes, twice as many alpha particles come out of the surface of its body. That's Gib.
Mew?
That's incorrect.
Two. Mewtwo, I said.
Gib. I mean, I'm Jim. Nate.
I'm going to guess Kadabra.
Kadabra? That is incorrect. Okay. No, that is correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Let's go!
So I switched it with Alakazam in my mind. That is for 2 points.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Nice.
Sorry. I based that guess entirely just off of Abra has its eyes closed all the time. So maybe Kadabra, when he goes back to closing his eyes, is more this, whatever the alpha particles are.
The way I think of it is, you know, Kadabra's alpha, but because Alakazam is sigma, you know, so
that's
like
crazy.
It's gonna be the...
Because aren't alpha particles radiation? Like, are I'm they? Almost certain that alpha particles are a type of radiation.
Oh, so that's what, what's that one dude? Oh, the bald guy, Andrew Tate was talking about with alpha. Yeah,
alpha.
When he says alpha, it just means he's heavily irradiated.
Makes sense.
He is. Maybe he's bald for chemo. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's alpha radiation. It's like the most dangerous kind of radiation. That's crazy. So whenever Kadabra closes his eyes, he lets off deadly radiation.
That's right. I mean, and I do love that Pokedex entries are just all crazy unhinged, right? Like, my working theory on all Pokedex entries, now that we've just gone through a bunch of them, is, again, the people documenting this, the people out in the fields doing the research, they're 10. So they're like, this thing's gotta be like 10 times as hot as the sun. And you're like, write that down, kid. Because otherwise they don't make any sense.
Machamp has four hands.
That's fair.
I bet you he can punch like a thousand times a second. Like, he just...
Did you ever see the physicist responds to Machamp's Pokedex entry?
No.
No.
Oh,
what is it?
There was a physicist who actually broke down, like, the amount of force exerted by a punch and mathed out, and it's like literally like every time Machamp punched, it would be like an atom bomb going off. Like, it can't punch that fast. It would literally
destroy
everything.
It would ignite the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, to go with your argument, Kevin, like, I mean, Professor Oak is sending out kids out to go scavenge and, like, adventure and take notes for him. So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty accurate. Like, 10-year-olds just,
I don't know about the scavenge part.
For him.
Scavenge would be pretty cool if he's having them... And also bring me back whatever snacks and goodies you find too along the way.
I was thinking like he's bringing back dead carcasses of Pokemon he found, like that are just sitting out and rotting. Just be like, here, study that.
Yeah. Dissect this Pikachu. Go ahead.
Bring me back the wing of a Pidgey.
See what's in its sacks.
Ooh, you can make a recipe like Monster Hunter and like build armor and shit.
Oh man, I'd be.
I mean, that's basically Pal World.
Yep. Yeah. True. With guns.
Anyway,
even better. Yeah.
Janet, can you read us off the you know where contestant scores are right now?
Yeah, sure thing. So we have the handsome gym leader Nate with 12 points in the lead.
Wow.
We have Gibbledang with a whopping 8 points, and Kevin with a whopping 0 points currently. But Kevin's gonna come in at the end and swoop it all up, don't you worry.
Yeah.
That's where her her money's in.
We'll do that one we'll do that one round where we give out or we just decide who wins, I guess.
Kinda, yeah. we'll get there. We'll get there. So this round is Pum actually, Mon. I have 6 facts, trivia facts, but one thing is incorrect regarding the Pokemon Gen 1 world. And so you just buzz in with your cry and give the part that you think is incorrect. You do have to say either Pum actually or actually. I'll accept either before giving the part you think is incorrect. Any questions from contestants?
That seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. Yeah, it's like very similar to our other game, Dumb, actually. Legally distinct.
Right. Legally distinct.
And same thing, you can puzz in whenever you feel you've recognized. I will read the full quote just for the listeners, though. Okay. So first one. In Generation 1, 2 battle arena games were released. Pokemon Stadium, the Japanese, which went unreleased outside of Japan and only allowed use of 100 Pokemon, and the improved Pokemon Stadium, which featured several special battle modes and a gym leader castle, where players could take their fully trained teams for matches against the Kanto Gym Leader, Elite Four, and Champion. So what part of this trivia is incorrect?
Haha!
Nate?
There is no champion fight at the end of the Gym Leader Castle run.
That is incorrect.
Really?
According to the websites. That's a gift.
Just one battle arena game was released.
That is also incorrect.
Okay.
There's a Japanese one, I guess, which came out only in Japan, and then the American one, which is the one we got.
I've never played these games, to be fair.
Yeah. that's my excuse.
Yeah. Can you ask me something about Mega Man?
Yeah, in this Chipocrity
alternative.
Yeah. In Pokemon, there's that one character that's like a Mega Man character. What's his name?
Pikachu.
Haha!
That's Gym Leader Nate.
Pokemon default to level 50 when you use them in Pokemon Stadium, not fully trained?
That is incorrect as far as the trivia that I got.
Okay.
So, I will say I copied and pasted this straight from like the probably Bulbapedia or one of the wikis. So, sure. And I just changed one part. Any last guesses before I reveal?
Clink, clink, clang, clink, clink, clang.
Ooh. Who's got those pots and pans?
I know, right? Really spooky. Yeah. I don't think the battle modes were that special. That's my guess.
I have another guess.
That is also an incorrect. Okay. Starting now, you guys have to say, actually, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, I did a whole round without it.
Pum, actually, you were able to use more than 100 Pokemon.
That's technically incorrect.
What?
I'll reveal it right now. There was only 40 Pokemon in the original.
Oh!
So you go opposite direction.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there was only... If you had said
it's just not 100, you might have got it right, but you said specifically more than 100.
More. So, unfortunately, I won't be giving those points.
Ask me a Mega Man question.
Yeah. All right, next trivia. At the start of Red Blue, players get the choice between 3 partner Pokemon, which may change the difficulty of the beginning few gyms. Bulbasaur is known by many to be the easiest to start with, as its type weakens the first 3 gyms. Squirtle is known as the second easiest, as water type also weakens the first gym. However, it can prove to be difficult mid-game if the player has not caught Pokemon that can resist later gyms.
Haha.
Nate?
Bulbasaur is not strong against the third gym. He just resists electric types.
Oh, I didn't really hear actually in that.
No! It's so true!
I am sorry, I did make the announcement, so if anyone wants to...
Those are the rules. Sai.
Gib.
Pum, actually, Bulbasaur, grass type, resists electric type. Or no, the thing that Nate just said.
Well, what did I say, okay, though, exactly?
Yeah, what did he say? What's your guess?
I was, like, passively listening.
I will give it to Kevin.
Kevin's clanking in, dog.
actually, Bulbasaur isn't, like, it's it doesn't weaken. I mean, first of all, weakens the first three gyms is not the words that I would have used anyways. Yeah, right. But Bulbasaur isn't effective against the first three gyms. Like, its attacks aren't super effective against the first three gyms. It just can resist electricity.
Yeah, so it is resistant to the third, basically. Yeah. I'll give you that. I'll give you the that's I think 2 points for that one.
Mm-hmm. At first, I thought it was that they weaken the gym leaders, but they don't weaken
them.
It's a
weird phrasing. I don't know.
It's like they're just good against them. They don't get weaker.
Yeah. It's like gun weakens at most opponents in combat. You know, they're weakened compared to my gun.
Once you shoot them, they're pretty weak.
Yeah. That's right. Like I said, I took these verbatim and just copy paste. Did some tweaking with some verbiage, but not outside of the change, nothing major. Okay, the next one we have. In 1995, when Pokemon Snap was still in early conception stages, it was going to be a completely different setting. The game was initially going to take on a more medieval setting, as it was initially planned to be about Jack and the Beanstalk. However, once HAL Laboratory decided to include Pokemon into the game and center it around photography, the game quickly changed to its current state, where players can adventure through a cave, haunted house, rainbow cloud, and river, amongst other locations. That's Kevin?
Actually, I don't think there's a haunted house.
Mm-hmm. That is 100% correct.
That's right. Yeah.
It was going to be, but it got cut out.
I got thrown off by how insane the first half of this thing is.
That
part
is like medieval Jack and the Beanstalk. And I'm like, what?
That means that was true?
Camera?
Yeah.
It was initially going to be a Jack and the... I mean, like, I think that's like pre, like, game, you know, conceptual components, you know?
I feel like if it's before it had Pokemon or a camera in it, you can't call it an early version of Pokemon Snap. It was just a different game they scrapped
But I will say, working in games, sometimes you're, like, making this medieval game about Jack and the Beanstalk, and someone comes in and they're like, alright, now we're taking pictures of Pokemon, and you're like... What? That's just not the same game at all. And they're like, everyone drop everything you're doing. We're taking pictures of Pokemon. So I think in that way, it probably was.
Yeah. I want pictures of Pokemon.
It is reassuring to know that actually happens, honestly.
Yeah. That's the only reason I brought Kevin on. All right, bye, Kevin. Thanks for coming. Clarify.
It for sure does. Maybe, like, not always that extreme of a scale, but, like, I've worked on projects where we're like, all right, we're going to make this, like, real-time kind of PvP battling game, and then someone's like, what if instead it's a copy of this other mobile game? And we're like, oh, we're gonna do that, aren't we? That wasn't a question, like, was it?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it happens.
Popular game, trying to chase the popular game trends. That sucks.
And it was Disney now. The game turned out to be a Disney game.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, you actually can have a pretty big tonal shift like that.
fair. Alright, trivia number 4. Famous glitch Missing No is an error handler whose name stands for missing number. It was created to handle attempts at assessing data for non-existing Pokemon within the game. Let me finish and then I'll be Gib, okay? So it was able to handle attempts at accessing data for non-existing Pokemon within the game appearing instead. However, due to a bug, it was available for players to encounter in certain circumstances as a normal ground type. Encountering Missing No causes graphical anomalies and changes gameplay by increasing the number of items in the 6th entry of the player's inventory by 128. Fans have attempted to rationalize and incorporate Missing No as part of the game's canon as an actual in-game character, and sociologists have studied its impact on both players and gaming culture as a whole. That is Gibbledink.
Pum, actually. I don't believe it had a type. I think its type was, like, question mark, I want to say? Or I don't think it had a type,
That is incorrect.
Cling, cling, clang, clang, clang.
That's Kevin?
I don't think it was a normal ground type.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Can you guess the types?
I think
you
I
said there was
is.
No type.
Yeah, I want to say it was,
I
like...
think there wasn't.
My gut wants to say water, flying, or something, but I think it's
definitely a flying type.
Definitely flying.
I'm almost certain it's a flying type. It's like normal flying.
Okay. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that to Kevin. It is. You were forgetting for right. It is normal bird. So you both write
it. Oh, my bird.
Oh, my God.
But it is still normal. So
yeah, it's a type. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but I knew it wasn't ground, and I really appreciate Gib on phrasing, always trying to be a little too specific, because I was like, I know the right answer. I was like, damn it, well, Gib's got this, and you also knew the right answer, sort of. You just have to...
You know, it's because I think in, like, I think in Generation 3, I think you could also encounter Missing No, I want to say. Like, I think that's the last generation you could encounter him in. But I swear to God, there was like a... The type was like question... It was just like a bunch of question marks.
Question marks, question marks.
Maybe I'm mixing that up.
Somewhere it's... Maybe like in some Pokedex or something or somewhere.
But yeah, see, so, so Missing No is just the most popular of a classification of like glitches that manifest as Pokemon. I think there's like 40 of them in the first game, but Missing No is just the one that everyone encountered because of how prevalent it was. So I'm sure there were glitches elsewhere, but I doubt they looked like Missing No. Yeah. And also, most of them didn't have names you could pronounce. They were like, and you're like, you know, because back in those days, all of the information was kind of like stored in the same data. So like the flower, like the flowers bouncing on the ground are like, that could be in a name in theory and did show up in that way in some glitches. So yeah, very weird stuff.
Found yes. How about that? Is that something?
Yeah, found. Yes. Found yes is my favorite.
Found yes.
It evolves into found yes.
Yeah.
No, no, actually that's the third. The second form would be...
No,
I don't know where it's at, maybe?
No, they're mascots, they're version mascots. Missing
Oh,
no,
gotcha,
found
gotcha. Yeah. So the third one would be something maybe. Like, maybe. Kinda know where it's at, maybe. Sorry.
Somewhere, somehow.
Lost. It'd be lost, maybe.
Maybe. Lost, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Alright. Lost. Got two more. Alright, next one. In Pokemon Yellow, the old man in Viridian City, like in Pokemon Red, Blue, and Green, will show you how to catch Pokemon. However, in Pokemon Yellow, he will attempt to capture a Rattata, rather than a Weedle, and he will fail. This was introduced as a safeguard to the famous old man glitch in Pokemon Red, Blue, and Green, wherein the game becomes hard locked because of how the old man attempted to show you Pokemon capture. So this is also why his attempt is just one time and not repeatable, as in Red, Blue, and Green. So what is the component that is incorrect?
Haha.
That's Gym Leader Nate with the inquisitive scare. Yeah, no, I'll count it.
It's like, it's a lot of energy to do it in full force every time.
No, that's fine. Yeah, yeah. What is your...
My guess is that he does capture the Rattata. He doesn't fail.
You didn't say I'm actually.
Oh, I'm actually. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh, that's my God. I get confused because I already buzzed in. It's like I already did something to say I'm answering.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm actually...
Well, they buzz in on actually, too.
The old man doesn't fail.
Yeah, but they have buzzers, so I already said something. Yeah, so
fine,
it's different.
Fine.
The old man doesn't fail.
I'll get it. I'll somehow remember.
Jesus Christ. You're fine. Sorry, Gib, go ahead.
The old man doesn't fail. I don't think there's any game where Well, I guess they could knock it out, but failing at capturing, they don't fail at capturing.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
At least according to the trivia.
Okay. I mean, I was guessing, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. That's why I was like, I felt so bad because you were like, I didn't say, actually, but I'm like, that's not the right one, but also like, gotta follow the rules, I guess. That's Gym Leader Nate.
It wasn't introduced as a safeguard to the old man glitch. It is how, that is, was the old man glitch. It was the Rattata one, not the Weedle.
What is the...
It wasn't introduced as a safeguard to the famous old man glitch. The Rattata actually caused the old man glitch. And originally it was fine.
No. I will say, for one, you didn't say I'm actually, but also that is incorrect.
I'll never remember. At this point, I'm just gonna never remember. It's fine.
There's only one more of these.
This is why I banked a lot of points at the beginning, so that I can let myself make mistakes later.
Nice. Clink clang.
It's clink clanging over there. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think this glitch is that famous because I don't have any idea what's going on in this trivia.
Yeah,
that's correct. No, I'm
kidding. That's incorrect. The whole question up actually.
So I'll give it away. No points awarded for this one. So the glitch doesn't hardlock the game. It actually clones items and can level up your Pokemon up to a level, or give you Pokemon up to a level 100. So the glitch is the part is that is incorrect. Right. Yeah, everyone, listeners, break out your old copies of Pokemon Red, Blue, or Green and, you know, copy your shit.
Break them.
Or don't.
Good enough, yeah. Good enough.
All right, last Pum Actually question. So just Gym Leader Nate, let's see if you learn for this last one.
I probably won't.
Pokemon the Trading Card Game is a video game which released in the U.S. in 2000. It is a simulation of the tabletop collectible card game. Players control a young boy and must travel around the game world interacting with non-player characters and challenging them to a card battle using a 60-card dex. During gameplay, the players must defeat 8 club masters, each with a different deck representing one of the game's elemental card types. A total of 226 cards exist within the game, which include cards from the first 3 sets of the real-life game, as well as exclusive cards not available outside of the game. That's Gibbledane.
I feel bad because my puzz is a sigh, and so when you're ever in the middle of reading something, it's long. It's
boring.
Keep it up.
Mega Man, I wish we were playing that game.
So no, I wasn't puzzing in. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, good.
Pum Actually.
Okay.
I don't think it has exclusive cards.
That's incorrect.
It's got really sick exclusive cards.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Wow, whatever.
Like 8-bit Pikachu and 8-bit Charizard.
Ooh.
Well, there's a card that's the card is like the director of the game dressed in like a confusing Mickey Mouse looking suit, and the card just confuses yourself, and there's no reason to play it, but it's like really rare and kind of funny.
No way.
That's cool. Shit. Has it ever been released outside of the game, do you know?
No, because it's like there's not really a point to it.
Yeah. Novelty, but yeah, fair.
Yeah. No, it was not.
So any second guesses from players? That's Gym Leader Nate.
It's actually
Don't forget to Pum Actually.
Actually.
You kinda had it actually.
I said actually.
Yeah, you said it actually.
I said like, it's actually, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
That's why I was like, I'll give it to you if you but yeah.
Pum Actually.
Sure.
The 8 club masters don't each represent a different elemental card type.
Oh, that's true.
That's incorrect.
Oh, I was guessing.
Yeah, no worries. Last guess we have for one thing. That's Kevin.
Actually, I don't know if you travel around the world.
I think it means like the game world. Yeah, which okay. That is incorrect.
China! You go to China in this one.
Yeah, you go to China. Dude. Gym Leader Nate, right?
It's actually called Pokemon Trading Card Game, The Video Game. It's in the title. It says The Video Game afterwards.
Gym Leader Nate, I will give you a point because you're the closest. Because no one's gonna get it. It's
actually
called Pokemon Trading Card Game, not the Trading Card Game.
Oh my so god!
I will give you 1 point. This is the hardest one. There's no the in the name. Good job. You kind of got it. You know, I'm just giving you that just because literally didn't think anyone would.
That's so funny. So,
awesome. That concludes Pum Actually Mon, and we still have our last official round. Janet, let's hear those point tallies real quick.
Yeah, no problem. We have Nate with currently a 13 points. We have Kevin, who crawled up to a 7 points. Ooh. And Gibbledang with 8 points.
I didn't make any points that round.
Huh?
I didn't get any points. That's,
is that
I,
right?
Yeah, I don't think, I think
that can't be right.
Oh,
no.
Actually, you have to get questions correct to earn points. So
you were right.
Yeah, there was two.
Both
you
the
were
times
like,
you were technically close, but you were too specific, which made you wrong again. Right? That's
stupid. I feel like you made points that game, but like for me, so yeah. I appreciate you.
Okay.
You guys could split Golden Girls. Don't worry, I'll get you both Golden Girls merch.
Another magnet.
Yeah. All right, for our
official
rounds, stop your Pokey cry. So I'm going to play audio of a Pokemon's cry, and you must cry in and take a guess. There's going to be 4 options for which Pokemon it is. So the first, again, it'll be 3 guesses. First guess correct is 3 points. Second, it would be 2, and then 1.
There's
and
like
after that, it's
There's like 10 Gen 1 Pokemon that share the same cry, that just different pitch.
Yeah, they're literally the same.
It's like Mankey, Geodude, like,
Well, then listen to the pitch.
So, for example, right now...
Oh, look, wow, Mankey, Geodude, Zubat, Mankey. Literally, I just said that.
And Nidorina. So, I'm going to play the audio. Let me know if you guys... I will play it once, pause in, and then if it's an incorrect, I'll play the audio again. Let me know, though, if you guys can't hear it. Let me see if I can get it to play. That's Gym Leader Nate, the first guess, and then Gib.
Mankey.
That's incorrect.
Fuck.
Gibbledon, you buzzed in. Do you want to hear it again, or do you want me to...
No, Geodude.
Yeah.
That is correct for two points.
Ah, it was one of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. I did not realize that they had the same one. I thought, I was like, oh, this would be an easy first one. All right. Second option, there's Golbat, Venomoth, Haunter, or Ghastly.
Okay.
So let's give this a listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was... I'm going to give Kevin first and Gib.
I couldn't tell, yeah. It's a hard one.
I was like, it was pretty fucking back-to-back.
So you're going to pick like, one cry, so you can just yell over the people sighing. Ghastly?
That is Ghastly, yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
And I try to arrange these in order from like easiest to hardest, so... All right, four options for number three. Magmar, Exeggutor, Electabuzz, or Kangaskhan. And sorry about the audio being hella loud, probably.
That's how it goes. That's genuine.
That's true. 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 They're all 8-bit and shit. All right, ready? Was that a
I screamed like, immediately.
Okay. That was like, I couldn't tell if it was you screaming or laughing.
No, so I screamed immediately. Gib. That's Electabuzz.
That is correct.
I love Electabuzz's anime cry.
That's amazing. I did not know that.
I can't wait till we get to the was it Guzzlord generation. Yeah.
That's also why I really like Elekid, the little Electabuzz, because he does like a little kid version, where instead he's just like
That's awesome.
Also, is that its English or Japanese cry? Because they're totally different in the anime.
I think it's the same one. I think it was an English.
Electabuzz,
I thought,
is one of the ones that's actually like the same.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I think it is.
Where they're both just going.
Yeah, because they have different names in English and Japanese, and so very few actually have the same.
Because
cry
they say
because
their name.
They don't say their same name, but also there's a lot more onomatopoeia in names in Japanese.
And also, like, a lot of them. They do, like, a lot of them, they do, like, genuinely don't even try to, like, get close to their name. They literally just give them a sound that, like, kind of, like, fits the vibe of their
just
name,
like
but isn't exact, like...
In Japanese, they do a lot more, and it's, like, more Japanese language appreciation, but a lot of the Japanese cries, they'll take, like, the characters of their name, and they're allowed to kind of say the parts of their name in, like, different orders or different patterns. In English, you see that with, like, Pikachu in the show, because Pikachu's allowed to be,
like Pika,
Pichu, and stuff like that, and that's all fine, but in Japanese, most of the Pokemon actually do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, I got that from the English anime, but I'm like, it just sounds like a straight up, like, a Japanese guy doing, like, basically, so I think that one's a consistent, like, transfer. Okay, sound four, we have options are Jinx, Mr. Mime, Gengar, or Porygon.
Okay.
So. I'll give it a Gib, then I think Nate and Kev.
That's Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
It's my baby girl Jinx.
That's Jinx all over it.
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. See, this is pretty. I was worried that Gen 1 would be too fucking, like, bit crushed. It'd be hard, but I guess with the choices, it helps.
I feel like with the cries, because Gen 1's been around for long enough, in every new game when you see one of the Gen 1 Pokemon, they do their cry again. It's like, those are probably the easiest to recognize because they've been around for so long.
Oh, true, true.
Too.
Well,
yeah. Though, in some of the later gens, it's like a dog and the dog barks. That's pretty easy.
It's just a literal bark.
Yes, true, true.
But yeah, I agree.
Or like, if you start playing fart noises, I'm gonna know it's Stunky and Skuntank.
Yeah.
It's just me.
That was pretty much it.
Fair. So this, for number five, we have options are Sandshrew, Pidgey, Rattata, and Kakuna.
Uh-huh.
Nate.
That's a Pidgey.
Yeah. Yep.
That is correct. it's like, it's so quick. It fucking it goes by so quick. Okay. We have three more on this Stop Your Poker Cry. So options here, Poliwrath, Machoke, Onix, or Muk. Okay.
Cling clang.
That is Kevin.
Is that a Muk?
That is a Muk from Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I've heard this before. I don't know why.
Dang,
that's what's really fun about this round one. Is I look at the four names and I'm like, this is gonna be impossible, and then you play a sound and something in my brain goes, that's Muk, and I'm like,
yeah,
why do you know that? Not.
That's weird. Yeah, I thought you would have been Anime Onix or something.
I didn't know it was from Pokemon Stadium, but I just heard that noise and my brain went, oh, you like Muk, and I'm like, what do you mean? That's what it is?
Yeah, you hear your roommate all the time playing Pokemon. You just hear,
it's that animal center in your brain activating. Did you know that? I don't know if I talked about this last time. Did you know that they proved a while, like 20 years ago, they proved that people who grow up, or I guess it was more like 15, but like people who grew up with Pokemon, the center in their brain that stores data about other animals and things you would come across in your environment starts collecting and holding all the information for Pokemon you learn about too, because they're close enough to animals. And so the cool. same thing that would make your brain like hear a noise and be like, is that a predator? Activates when you like look at Pokemon and hear Pokemon if you grew up
is that
with
a Pikachu?
It. So it's like your Onix? Brain like basically can't distinguish between the fact that they're real or fake.
Kind of being hunted by a Pikachu.
That's because they're real. Much like China.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah, you can't choose parts of it to be real. All is or
that's
not,
true.
None of it is.
We all know China's fake. Anyway.
Yeah. actually, there's no such thing as China.
Yeah.
That's another 3 points. All right, we have two more in this Stop You Poker Crying round. So this options we have is Paris, Hypno, Lapras, and Beedrill. So let's get this going, baby. That's a Gib.
Cling clang.
Paris.
And then that is Gib with the correct answer.
Yeah. That one took a while to sink in, but I was like,
That was a cool, Paris is a slept on one, I feel, because I never was a... Growing up, I never really cared for Paris, and now I'm like, that's a sick sound. I feel like Paris is pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
I always would get mad at Paris growing up because I liked him a lot and would try to use him, but he's dog shit. Mm. And so every time I'd be like, why do you do nothing?
So as a kid, my team was, I started with the three starters and then I got a Parasect.
Yeah, of course.
And then at some point I got like an Alakazam, and then I was like, wait, Alakazam is really good. So then I had two Alakazam. And then that was my team, so that was my team of six, and then over time, I phased out the starter Pokemon for another Alakazam and two more Parasects. And Alakazam, good enough to carry three Parasects! That was my team!
Honestly,
as a kid, that was like my fully realized self, is three Alakazams, three Parasects, let's go.
Three Parasects.
You get one of your Parasects to just land one good Spore, and then you switch into like Psybeam everything, Alakazam. Sure.
Yeah.
Psychic.
That's awesome. I love that. Shit. Okay, for last round, we have Nidorina, Nidoran male, Nidoran female, or Nidorino.
That's a tough one.
This is going to be the most interesting one, probably.
Oh my god.
I think so, but yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if you guys get it like fucking first like one, though. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
That's Gib.
Nidorino.
That's incorrect.
Ah! Ha ha ha!
That's Jim Lee and Nate. You want me to play it again?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. That's Nidorina.
That is correct for 2 points.
I knew it.
Nice job.
Woo!
That was the conclusion of Stop Your Pokey Crying.
Oh, my goodness.
There's more. We do have our bonus round, our titular bonus round. But before we jump into that, you know, Janet, let's hear them points.
All right. We have Gym Leader Nate with 21.
21. Let's go.
We have Gibbledang with 16.
Oh, come on.
We have Kevin with 13. So, not far. Got a pretty close fucking second, third place.
Good spread.
First place is kind of... But actually, the best part is, so we're going to do our titular game of Nokidoms. This is the game where I've created Pokemon. I've made a name for them. I added a strict description, and our contestants will each take turns guessing what, you know, as much details or facts they can about each Nokidom. Whoever's closest and first will get the points. For this one, we will go in order of the roll order. So Gym Leader Nate will go first, then Gibbledang, then Kevin, and then the following rounds, it will rotate to Gib starting, Kevin, and, you know, kind of rotate.
Okay.
And each...
That's
each
what the rules were for, I see.
Yeah, each one is worth 5 points, so whoever gets the closest slash is also the first. So, for example, if I did one last year, one of them was Gip, which was a backwards pig. If Gibbledang says a pig that's backwards, and then Kevin also says same thing, Gibbledang will get the points for being, the, you know, since he went first. Any questions regarding Nokidoms, TM, trademark?
Sorry, did you say a pig that was backwards?
Yeah, I made one last year.
The Pokemon was just Gip.
Yeah, which is like Ekans. You can't be mad at me. Fucking Pokemon.
It's a pig.
True. It's true.
All right. We will start. So Gym Leader Nate will be giving the first. You can give the description, types, anything you can. I'll write down details and then, you know,
see how close
whoever's
I can
closest.
Get.
Yeah. So our first option is Diogoog.
Got it. All right, so this is like a dark type, a dark type, and it's a Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but it's just his head and arms coming out of his head.
Okay,
and it's just like him being like, "It was me, Dio."
Okay,
all right, that's my guess.
That's your guess. Okay. And then Gibbledang, you give your guess.
All right. So it's going to be, it's basically like Geodude. It's a rock ground type, but it's the legs. It's just a pair of legs with a head. Like a head for arms with a head. Yeah. Yeah.
What type did you say? Sorry, you said
rock ground.
Rock ground. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other? Okay. And then we have Kevin. What's your guess on what Diogoog is?
Yeah, I'm gonna go a different angle because I'm thinking of the classic meme, like, is the cave made of rock, of flesh, or is the flesh made of rock? The Geodude in the cave, like, is it the cave, or is the cave it? How do you know? Philosophical quandary for the ages. So I feel like this is, just, like, a flesh-covered thing. I think it's, like, normal. I think it's, like, a weird, fleshy little guy. I think it's still kind of like Geodude. But I think it's like flesh.
But made out of human skin. Like
human skin.
So like a fleshy Geodude.
Yeah, with hair. That's my guess.
Okay. He does not know. He screams.
Exactly. what type was it, Kevin? I don't know.
Normal.
Oh, normal. Okay. All right. Let me read that description and then we'll make a determination. So, Diogoog is a rock ground type. This Geodude is solid at math, but may need more time with reading due to its dyslexia. Good thing Diogoog, it comes equipped with a set of glasses.
So it's just, it's like just Geodude with glasses?
With glasses, basically.
Like Clark Kent and Superman?
That's why it was impossible for us to tell them apart. That makes sense.
Yeah, true. We don't know which one to shoot. I think I'll give that to Gibbledang, as he said Geodude. He said I think I'll give it to Gibbledang, because he also said the ground rock type.
Yeah,
well,
he's the closest with the typing.
And also, I imagine mine was also good at math, too. I just didn't want to say anything about that part.
He's just brag about it.
Yeah,
mine was actually dyslexic, too. I just didn't want to call him out in front of all of our friends.
Yeah,
so.
True. Yeah, you don't know. HIPAA and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Proud of the legs part. Yeah.
All right, so this next one will begin with Gibbledang, then Kevin, and then Nate will finish up with the guesses. So for this next one, we have Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff. What is your... Go ahead, Gibbledang.
Oh, man. So it's, so it's like, it's a fighting type. It's like a really beefy, like, it looks almost like Channing Tatum. but there's a bit of like a kind of like Mexican spiciness to it, you know?
Okay.
It's like the My Name Jeff, right? Right?
Little Mexican. Okay. Okay.
Or maybe it looks like a Wolverine too, you know? That's my...
Okay.
That's all I got.
You're just like, maybe it's a ball, maybe it's a plant, maybe it's a bug, maybe it's a...
Yeah, just to make sure.
There's a bunch of items.
Yeah, no. So it's a fighting Channing Tatum, basically, is what I'm hearing. Yeah. That's Mexican and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, what's your guesses?
Yeah, Jeff is like 5'4", right? He's wearing a polo. He's got some like pants on. He's got kind of like short black curly hair and insists that he's not a Pokemon, but you've decided that he is a normal type of Pokemon. And you think he would round out your team really well. And he is like running away and screaming, "Help! This guy's trying to catch me. This is insane."
Yeah, yeah. So you catch him, man. Yeah.
So you catch him, so he keeps quiet.
Yeah. And Gym Leader Nate, what is your guess?
Yeah, this is kind of like a Jigglypuff Jeff is, but it's like the more like masculine coded Jigglypuff. So it's like it's like a square instead of a Minecraft cube instead of a circle, and it's just like flipping everyone off all the time. And it's a fairy type.
Okay. All right, let's find out what Jeff really is. This is like Pokemon Fire Greg, then was Derek, it Derek Green, Derek then it'd be Green. Like Yellow Jeff,
yeah.
Yellow Jeff.
Jeff Yellow.
So Jeff is a normal type. This Nokidum will often lie saying it is a fire psycho, or I guess a psycho accent. Psycho dragon type, despite its douchebag appearance. What this Nokidum lacks in personality, it makes up for with allowance from its rich parents and with driving around in BMWs with its windows down, music blasting.
That's crazy.
This sounds like
Kevin.
Kevin's
pretty close.
That's what Kevin just said.
This sounds a lot like Kevin's.
That's crazy.
I will say, I'm going to give it to Kevin because there's the normal component and just like the clothes, like just...
Yeah. And that he's like clothes. Just some guy in a hoodie. Like, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah. So Jeff, that's Jeff. All right, and this next one, so there's 6 total Nokidums. We are in our third one. This one, Kevin will begin, followed by Nate, and then Gibblethang. So next one we have is Scrimmet. Scrimmet.
Scrim. What's with you in Scrim,
I can't remember Scrim. We did Scrim last time.
What the fuck is Scrim with you?
Scrimmet, man. I'm picturing.
I remember it now.
I'm picturing Kevin. like a bug fighting, kind of like a lean, maybe like mantis like thing. Like I'm kind of getting the vibe of something that's like kind of gives off like fencer vibes, maybe. Kind of feels like it gets in for quick strikes and then backs off. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And next we have Gibble. Gym Leader Nate.
I'm gonna guess that this is like a Pokemon that's like Scrimmet is like all mouth. She's got big old mouth, and it's just like it scream all the time. But it's like a ghost type that kind of just like floats through the air and just like a banshee, but it's just like kind of floating there peacefully. But then if you disturb it, it's like and just like screams. Super loud. I'm gonna say it's a ghost type that's screaming all the time. It's just a screaming lady ghost.
Yeah. For listeners, it's the Scrimmet is spelled Scrimmette. You're saying scream. I don't want any confusion with the other.
It is an I, but I'm gonna go with. Yeah, I'm gonna say it's screaming. A cutesy way to say scream.
Scream. Yeah, fair. Gibbledang, what is your guess on what Scrimmet is?
So is this like the female counterpart to Scrimlord, the screaming Pokemon that he fucking came up with last year? Is this just the female version of it, Scrimmet?
Scrimmet. Okay. What typing?
Dark ghost. Darker ghost.
Dark ghost. A dark
like
ghost.
Exactly my guess.
Dark. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's how it goes.
So Kevin was at a disadvantage as Scrimmet is a psychic.
Yep.
The Nidoqueen of the Scrimlord. Scrimmet is the queen of Scrim. She is often mistaken for a bow. Scrimmet will sometimes be placed on people's hair and is able to begin mind controlling and scrimming.
It's scrimming. What is host. Scrimming?
I think I'll give this one to Gib because
that's Gibble Day. Yeah,
yeah. The
scrim she's not lord. She's not a screamer at all. She's literally just female scrim lord.
Yeah. Basically, it's a needle queen. Needle queen. Yeah, sorry, Kevin, you were at a disadvantage for that one. I'm surprised you guys remembered them, like, to be honest.
I remember. At least I was also at a disadvantage because I didn't remember what scrim was.
I remembered it once I remembered what scrim was, and I just, that's why I kept laughing.
You're good. No, literally, I was like, yeah. All right, we have three more. We're going to begin again with Nate, then Gib, then Kevin.
Oh, shit.
So, we have Banjab. B-A-N-J-A-B.
Why does it sound like
slur. Easy. This is like a fighting type who fights like who like looks like a fighter, but he's just like holding a banjo, and he's kind of like El Kabong, where he just like slams people on the head with the banjo, and he goes like boom. And
what is it? El Kabong's a donkey, right?
Yeah, he a donkey. So this is, I'm gonna say this looks like El Kabong, so it's also vaguely donkish.
Donkish.
Love it.
Donkish.
Write that
down.
Donkish.
Yeah, because like if he's donkey, then this is donkish. And he hits people with banjo.
Okay. And Gibbleding?
I think it's a it's like a little nurse, like a flying nurse Pokemon. That it'll jab you and give you medicine
with the little medicine and then needle.
It'll give you a Band-Aid, so that's why it's Banjab.
I like that okay. one.
Yeah, that's cute. It's like a what's a Clefairy or Chansey fall form? Kind of makes me think of that.
It's like close to the word bandage. It's like Banjab.
Yeah. Bambage.
All right. What type did you say, Gib, for Banjab?
Fairy psychic. Both fairy of those. Psychic.
Both of them.
Hedge my bets, you know?
Fair. And then, Kevin, what do you think Banjab is?
I was literally going to just describe the same donkey from earlier, so I'm gonna pick a different thing, because that's how points work.
Sure.
I think Banjab is a ghost type, and I think Banjab is kind of looks like it's like big and square. It's kind of like a like an authority figure, and it specifically exists because jabbing is illegal. So it specifically shows up to stop people from fighting. It's just like this miserable experience that like grinds the game to a halt and makes you like you'd rather like turn the game off than fight this thing. Because because jabs are just not.
Okay. And at least it's like a big square. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a tough one because Banjab. Is a fairy fighting type. This Nokidum loves strutting its stuff with its wig and makeup on, but be careful as Banjab is great at reading its opponents and will not hold back when it strikes both verbally and physically.
Banter
and jab put together for drag and fighting. So this will be a tough one because there is a fighting and a fairy between the two of you. I think I will give it to Jim.
You should ask one of us a Mega Man. Or you should ask a Mega Man question to tiebreak.
As the tiebreaker? Yeah, tiebreaker. For sure.
What's my favorite Mega Man game? Go. Just kidding. I'm going to give it to Nate since he did fighting first. And I think El Kabong can probably be doing a drag race. I can see that.
100%. Let me Google it. Let me see if El Kabong ever wore a wig.
Ooh, yeah, probably. We have two more left. So this next one is not Pikachu, spelled Notpicakhu. We begin with Gibbleding.
Not Pikachu?
Yeah, not Pikachu.
Well, it's, I'm thinking it's just Jeff again, honestly. He's come back, he's trying to convince me that he's not a Pikachu, or a Pikachu.
It's a vol form.
And, yeah. That's about it.
Okay. What type was it?
Well, he's
is it
not...
like the normal type?
Well, I know he's a normal type, but I think this time...
This is the question mark
type. It might
type.
Be electric, yeah. Electric type.
Electric. Okay. So it's basically just Jeff electric type this time. He's evolved.
The thing is, he's dressed as Pikachu.
Okay, I missed that part.
Like, Jeff, like you're not helping your own argument here.
And he's like, no, I'm not Pikachu. I'm like, yeah, dude, you're Pikachu. He's like, I'm not Pikachu.
Okay, Kevin, what's your guess for not Pikachu?
I think this is just literally a Pikachu. Like, I think this is, like, exactly 100% the same thing as a Pikachu, and it is just calling itself something else. It's doing that thing, like, technically it's not lying to you, but I think this is just... straight up a Pikachu that is lying to you, but thinks that it's not lying to you.
Trying to gaslight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's... Is it a lie, though, if you believe it, you know? So is it just electric type?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And Gym Leader Nate, what is your guess?
Not Pikachu. I'm gonna say, it's close to Kevin's, but a little bit different, you know? It's, it looks exactly like Pikachu until you, like, look just hard enough and you notice that everything's, like, a little wrong and all the details are just off. Like, its cheek sacs are, like, underneath its jaw. Like, its eyes are a little bit too high. So it's, like, an unsettling poor recreation,
like,
of Pikachu.
Its left eye is its right eye. Its right eye is its left eye.
Yeah, and they're kind of, like, looking in opposite directions. Okay. Like, the tail goes from thick to thin instead of thin to thick. Like, it's... but it's still lightning bolt shape, but it just looks, it looks wrong.
It's, like, upside down almost.
Yeah.
What a... So, electric type too, or is it different type?
I would say it's like
crown type.
It's actually I'm gonna say it's ghost type. That it's ghost like type. No, let's make like it fairy. That? It's fairy.
Fairy? Okay.
Yeah. It's like it's trying to trick people, kinda like a Mimikyu, but like what but like not a ghost who's putting on a Pikachu costume. It's all fucked up.
It's just fucked up. Alright. This is gonna be another tough one actually, because not Pikachu is a water type. Not Pikachu is legally distinct as it is nearly the opposite of that other one. It is blue feline creature with a thunder sphere shaped tail and green lines on its butt cheeks, which generate water. So it's essentially an opposite of Pikachu.
It's the opposite of all the distinctive features of a Pikachu.
Okay. Now here's the hard part. What do I pick? Because there's Jeff, there's Pikachu, and then there's a fucked up Pikachu.
I don't know. I almost feel like none of us got it. Like,
yeah,
conceptually, none of us thought of coming up with a blue cat with lines that generate water, like with piss lines and stuff. Like,
so. That's fair. Fair. No contest for this round.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's fair. Alright, this last one will probably be the hardest. Kevin, sorry, unfortunately, you'll be spearheading this last one, as perfect. We have Hluh. H-L-U-H. Hluh.
Oh.
I know how much you like games, Hluh. So let's see how you can play this game. Hluh.
Yeah, I feel like the first thing that comes to mind is like a big... I'm gonna say it's like normal grounds would be really specific for no reason. I'm picturing like a big kind of like it sort of looks like a bear, but it's one of those like it's definitely not an actual animal. It's got kind of like a bear shape. It's like really, really big, right? It's got like a huge body. It's covered in like kind of short fur, but it's sort of like a pinkish, like tannish color. And it's got like it's just like absolutely huge. But it's got, like, two super-duper tiny eyes and, like, a really small little mouth. And just kind of, like, oh. And, like, it, in theory, it seems like it would be really horrifying and, like, a terrible Pokemon to fight. But it really doesn't do anything. It's kind of just, like, tired all the time.
Okay. Cool. Then we have Gym Leader Nate with the second guess.
Hluh. 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 I'm guessing it's like a poison type that's like the representative of depression, and like it's represented by like it being like it looks like a nose pass where it's like all head with just like little limbs on it, But instead of having like a big face to match the big giant head, it's got the tiniest little face right at the beginning, like a nose mouth, but just real small on this real big head. Okay. And it constantly like is poison type and has like sinus issues and it's like been crying. Oh, it's just like,
you can't just straight up describe me. I think I won't be offended.
Yeah,
well, you're Pokemon now. Congrats.
Alright.
Good, Gibble dang it.
So for mine, right off the bat, really big body on this guy. Really big burlesque body. Really small
all
face.
All the big bodies.
Good.
Small face right in the center. But no, I think it's a... It's at first I imagined something like... Gulpin, or like, what is it? Is it Pelipper?
Oh, the Pokemon Gulpin.
Yeah, just something that's constant, or like a cat, just something that's always going like, huh, 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 and it's like bug poison or something, constantly about to get sick up on you. But really, small face, beady eyes, really big body. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah. What type was it?
Poison bug.
Took my type too.
Okay. Let's see what Hla is. Hla is a steel bug type. It is based on the Hla hardened steel worm bolt, which is a real type of bolt in real life. This metallic caterpillar is often seen grazing on metal and can infest mechanical devices, including automobiles, Nokedexes, and buildings, and gets around by rolling around.
Well,
so I think this one will be going to Gibbledang, as you did mention a bug type. So
yeah, this is a bug.
Swoops right at the end.
I knew it was going to be a bug.
Yeah. Yeah, do you guys know about the Hla hardened steel worm bolt?
No, what the hell's
no.
That?
Why?
Like me neither. No, it's funny. As I came up with the name, I gave it a quick Google. Like, let me see if this does anything. And it sure enough was a fucking bolt. And so that helped create the...
You know us Pokemon fans and our penchant for metalwork and carpentry and other...
I'm actually really good at metalwork. I just don't know the bolts.
Yeah, why did you say
I'm a great
Kevin.
Industrial fabricator. Why would I know this bolts?
I think you made that up, Dala. I think if Kevin can't verify it, that's real
that's
bolt.
True.
I think you made that
true.
Up.
That's true. All right, Kevin gets 5 points.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Like on top of... Yeah, dumb actually. Oh, but all right, God. Janet, can you read the final score for all of our contestants?
All right, we have for third place, Kevin with 18 points.
All right.
And for second place, we have Gym Leader Nate with 26 points.
Yeah!
And for first place, we have Gibbledang with 31 points. I'm sorry, handsome Gym Leader
31.
Nate.
Gibbledang stole your points, and Gibbledang, as your reward, you know, you're the Pokemon master this round. I unfortunately didn't have time to pick it up in time, but you're gonna win a Pokemon Terraria mystery box or something.
Oh, wow.
If I can some other Pokemon fan.
Oh,
and Kevin,
cash prizes.
As you no longer can be a Pokemon fan, you are now the proud owner of this Golden Girls magnet that says "Eat Dirt and Die True." famous Charlotte B. Anthony or whatever.
Did you buy a pack of those? And now we're gonna do for every Jeopardy one. Just gonna give one out.
I was kind of hoping Gibbledang would lose so he could collect all these.
the punishment for any like test of knowledge when it comes to a fandom is you have to give that fandom up and instead become a Golden Girls fan.
Hey, I'm not convinced Golden Girls doesn't exist in the Pokemon universe. They've got China. Anything's possible.
That's true.
That's so true.
Yeah, true.
They probably have Golden
China.
Girls.
Now, if you guys have a couple minutes to spare, I actually have a little bit of a bonus game if you guys are down.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say, this is topical, because as last time, Gym Leader Nate tested me, and I think...
I had a little bonus game time. Last time,
So, humor me, Gibbledang.
All right, hit
this
us.
This is a bonus round.
All right, this is a little... It should be quick, but it's called Pokey Names, or Nicknames. Pokey Nicknames. Something like that. basically, I've come up with some nicknames for a handful of Pokemon.
Okay.
And yeah, you guys try to figure out what the Pokemon is based off of the nickname.
Okay.
is it Generation 1 or like it's generation is there specifics one. On Generation 1? Okay, perfect. Yeah. Good theming. Yeah. Theming.
Jawan. Some are pretty, you know. Some it'll be quick, but let's see. Let's start off with this one. This one's my favorite. Grumpy. Okay.
The description. Oh, the nickname is Grumpy.
Is it Mankey?
No, it's not Mankey.
Okay.
Boop. Mine is Electrabuzz.
Electrabuzz. It's not a real Pokemon, but.
Or Electabuzz. Electabuzz. So did you mind? Sorry, I was wrong.
Oh man. Wait, is this Gen 1 still for this?
Yeah. The name is Grumpy.
Grumpy?
The new nickname is
I have my second guess.
I'm gonna say Geodude without glasses. No glasses.
he's upset because he can't see without his glasses.
Yep.
All right. Anyone got any last guesses? Nate, I think you
is
said
it
something.
Snorlax?
No, it's actually Krabby.
Kangaskhan?
Krabby!
Oh, because okay. of the okay. Yeah. okay. Yeah. It's a synonym. Yeah.
So you'll get how this is good. How this list is gonna go.
sure.
Okay, so next up we got Hordoo.
Hordoo?
Could you spell that for me?
Yeah. Can you use it in a sentence?
Hordoo?
What that Hordoo? And I don't think I want to spell it.
Hokant. It's Hokant. The Pokemon Hokant.
Oh my god.
Dugtrio.
No, not Dugtrio.
That's so far-fetched.
That's you're eliminated from the game.
Ah, oh, dang. All right, whatever. Now I'm also a Golden Girls fan.
All right, everyone's faces seem to be telling me that they're in some kind of state of confusion, so I'll go ahead and...
I'm in pain with how confusing this is.
Yeah. Hordoo. I'm like, something can't, or something can? Something can? Two can?
Now you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Okay. I don't know if you.
That's why I'm like, what's horror though? Slut can.
All right. Do you guys give up?
Yeah.
Like immediate.
This is Cedra's nickname.
Cedra?
Yeah. Evolution of Horsea into Hordoo.
Oh, Monkey See, okay. Monkey Do.
Monkey Do.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, where
okay.
Okay, that's a good so one. Only the
ooh,
second
that's
part
a hard one. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Better okay. Scyther.
Wait, but there is one.
There's like two.
All right, Nate's got Kabuto. It. It's Kabutops.
Yeah. Kabutops.
Yeah, I was trying to remember his name. I was like, fuck. Damn it.
All right.
Better Scyther. I mean, I guess.
It's cooler Scyther.
Okay, you ready for this one? Baby!
Seal.
There we go.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
It's gotta be Seal. It's Dugong, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, Prince. Nice, yeah. Alright, forearms.
Do go on. Sorry, forearms? Machamp?
No.
Forearms. Or maybe fucking beefy ass forearms? Machoke?
Electabuzz.
Electabuzz? No. That's good Kevin, before. You got any? And Dala, you already did two. You guessed two guesses.
I know, I'm trying to think if there's like a...
Yeah. Forearms.
Forearms.
Maybe they have like glasses on their arms. Like, hey, forearms, you fucking idiot.
Primates?
So stupid.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Primate? No. Any last guesses?
Hitmonchan. No, I'm saying that. I guess I know Hitmonchan.
So, it's Haunter. Because he's all hands, no forearms.
No forearms? Yeah. Okay.
So it's an ironic nickname, like when you call a big guy tiny, you know?
Gotcha. You see Hunter, you go, what's up, forearms? Yeah.
And I guess the rest of your arms.
It's like what you would tease a Haunter with.
I would just be like, you're dead.
You fucking died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got hurt.
Dude, you're... you're dead, everyone like forgets about you. You do the Mike Tyson thing. There's no such thing as legacy. You know, once you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah, walks exactly. away.
Bears axe cheeks walks away.
I wish that. Oh my god! Nice, if that had been the same interview, that would have been crazy.
That would have been crazy. There's no such thing as legacy.
He's done talking to 13-year-old girl, tells her that everything ends in death, and then walks away with a bear ass out.
And like her eye level too, which is like the worst.
Yeah.
All right, we got balls.
Executor. Or sorry, that's
we're on the same.
I meant, yeah. No, Magnemite or Ton? Sorry, Mutt, Ton.
Taurus. Okay. I'm gonna guess Taurus.
I got another
Taurus.
Guess.
Taurus. Okay.
That's my guess.
That's a good one. That's a good. Magmar with the fucking balls on his face.
Magmar.
Also a really good one. That's also a really good guess.
Like it's clear. Yeah.
My next guess is gonna be Dragonite.
Oh.
Like Dragon Balls. Dragging these balls across your face.
Super.
Yeah, that's all.
So I did my two or three.
I thought
I
was. Yeah.
So it's actually Voltorb and Electrum, the two balls that nobody actually guessed.
The guessing method seemed much less literal than that up until now. So
it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Trying to think outside the balls. I'm sorry.
Exactly. All right. Now we have egg.
Chansey.
Okay, yeah, that's Chansey, nice. But it's also execute.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I could have gotten it. Shit.
All right. Now we have eggs.
Multiple Chanseys.
Oh, I like
it. Final answer.
Fuck.
Yeah. Chanseys.
Oh my god. Is executor?
Yeah, it's executor. All right, Dolly, you might like this one. Boob duck.
Ooh, that's a Magmar.
There we go.
That's Magmar, with the boob head.
Last but not least, we have Pikachu.
Oh, that's Raichu. Like a water cat with green lines on its ass.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Damn it.
Yeah.
No, but this is actually Pikachu. Agumon from Digimon. Whenever I play.
Oh, fuck. That's perfect. Nice.
All right. That's all for Pokename Nickname. Nick Pokename.
Yeah.
Pokenames.
You know, the real winner here is the listeners.
Yeah. But me.
We're the real losers, you know?
Yeah, we're the loser. And for the winners, why don't we, you guys, listeners, you've earned our plug. So why don't we start with our special guest, Kevin. What would you know, is there anything you'd like to plug or point people towards, you know, any social media or anything or games?
Oh,
or if you'd like, you could also go last if you need time.
Right. I don't know. Not really games right now, because I guess a lot of stuff I'm working on is not out yet.
Fair.
And I don't know, if you want to read comics that will just make you sad and feel bad about stuff and maybe good, but mostly make you feel bad, you can follow me on Instagram at sane as always, like sane, S-A-N-E. The best reaction I usually get from people is when they're like, wow, I read one of your comics and ruined my day. So check that out if you're having a good day and don't deserve it. You know who you are.
They're beautifully
drawn.
You're
like, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Well, you get pull them in with the pretty, beautiful, like, drawings and designs, and then they're
punch
like, wow, that's
right in the feels.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Nice. Yeah. What about you, other gents? What do you like to plug?
You can just follow me at JimLeaderNate on anything and everything. Same username everywhere. So,
nice.
Nothing, not too much going on right now.
Same here. Okay. Go ahead and follow me at Gibbledang. That's all I got going. What about you, Dala?
Me? You can follow me at dadala.art on Instagram. But more importantly, make sure you're following, No Dumb Idea Instagram and, follow us on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this now. Keep listening. Share it, like, comment, all the good stuff. Yeah, so I think that wraps it up. Oh, and Kevin, I forgot to mention, but this is the part of the show where we start applauding and doing SNL.
Oh, that's
outro.
Right. Yeah.
Shout out to Boob Duck.
Yeah, shout out Kevin.
Shout out to Boob Duck.
Shout out Kevin.
Boob Duck. I want to thank
Kevin is not the Boob Duck. Let's clarify that. You know, not just those said those at the same
time. Not yet.
But with enough practice,
shout out Geodude or Dio.
Shout out to a rock with just legs.
Shout out to Jeff. Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to shout out. Jeff's a dick. Fuck that guy.
We all know a Jeff, and fuck that guy. But shout out to him.
Yeah. I mean, he helped fund this probably or something.
Shout out to Hordoo.
No, that's the third one. Yeah, Horsey, Hordoo, Hordoat.
Shout out to Pokemon, the trading card game.
The trading card game,
the video game, the novel, the video game. Let's go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.